The largest pharmacy chain in the country is pulling a popular heartburn medication from its shelves after federal regulators found low levels of a cancer-causing chemical in drug samples. The generic drug is called ranitidine, but it's commonly known as Zantac, a popular brand name version. The Federal Food and Drug Administration confirmed low levels of a carcinogen in the drug more than 2 weeks ago, but has declined so far to issue a mandatory recall. The move by CVS this weekend comes as other governments have gone further than the FDA and as other pharmacies and drug manufacturers have started halting distribution on their own. Katie Thomas covers the business of healthcare and the drug industry at the New York Times. Katie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us, Katie, more about what the FDA is seeing in these samples of this pretty widely used reflux drug?
Yes, the FDA said earlier this month that it had found that the samples of some versions of ranitidine contained NDMA, which, as you said, is considered a probable human carcinogen. They have stopped short of asking companies to recall it, and they've said that people who are taking the drug can continue to take it. At the same time, they've also said that if you're taking the drug over the counter, you know, it might not be a bad idea to switch to something else, since there are a lot of different heartburn drugs that you can take.
And let's talk about the low levels and what exactly that means. Clearly, if they're not recalling, it means it's not something that's going to be an instant health hazard. It's not going to harm you today. What are the concerns over long-term use?
Right. You're right. They haven't recalled it, and they haven't said exactly what they mean by those low levels, although they did say that in the release that they put out that it was in amounts that barely exceed amounts that you might expect to find in common foods. Because the thing is that NDMA is found in a lot of different stuff. It's sometimes found in water. It's found in grilled meats, some dairy products. And so the question is kind of what level you're being exposed to over time. That's a concern. And obviously ranitidine or Zantac is a very widely used drug. It's over the counter. It's given to infants. It's seen as extremely safe. And so, you know, it's something that is a concern just because so many people take it.
Now, the FDA, as you say, hasn't recalled the drug. Other countries, some are handling this differently. How have we seen other nations' health departments react to this?
Yeah, the biggest different one is Canada, which is obviously right to our north. And Canada has asked companies to stop distribution of the drug. They, too, have stopped short of ordering a full recall, although some companies, both in the U.S. and Canada, have decided to recall their products. But the U.S. The U.S. FDA is not asking for a halt in distribution while Canada has. And other countries have also followed suit in asking for a halt to distribution.
That's an official request for recalls. But when we see a pharmacy chain the size of CVS taking this off their shelves, that's a pretty big part of the industry, right?
Right, and Walgreens as well too. And notable is that they've taken all all ranitidine products, you know, the generic and the branded off of their shelves.
Talking to Katie Thomas from the New York Times, looking at ranitidine, aka Zantac. That's the commercial version, a popular acid reflux medication. Concerns over a potentially cancer-causing material being found in samples of it, and different chains, different distributors taking different approaches to it. Katie, is there a talk that there could still be a recall? Is this something the FDA seems to be weighing, or no?
I think we're going to have to see. It's definitely a developing story. The FDA, just to be clear, I might not have been clear enough. The FDA doesn't usually order a recall. That's a really unusual step. Usually the companies decide to take that step on their own. And one key question that seems to be so far unanswered is where this NDMA is coming from. Listeners may remember that there was NDMA that was found in a similarly very widely used drug, valsartan, for high blood pressure. And that was found to be a contaminant from the manufacturing process. And it was these widespread recalls that occurred last year. And so it's not clear if this is also something similar, or as an independent pharmacy recently found, they have a different idea, which is that it could be that the ranitidine essentially degrades or reacts with itself to create NDMA when the drug is processed, which would obviously indicate that it's a much wider issue because it's basically inherent to the drug itself versus something that could have been contaminated in certain lots of certain drugs.
Do we know what kinds of cancer NDMA could be associated with?
I have to say I'm not 100% sure. That one thing that I do know is that it's been linked to cancer in lab tests, but it has not been definitively tied to causing cancer in humans, as I understand it.
Now, you looked, and you've touched on this a little already, you looked at the message that's going out to consumers who are probably justifiably a little concerned. A lot of people take ranitidine, including me. So people are looking at, okay, I take this stuff. What do I do? Can you talk about the different guidance, the different bits of advice that we're hearing for people in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that it's very concerning. You know, not only is it widely used, but people give it to their babies, you know. The FDA, you know, as I said, has been pretty, even keeled, I would say, and not trying to raise the alarms here. They've said that people can continue to keep taking it, especially if you have a prescription form of the drug. They've urged you to contact your doctor and talk to your doctor about perhaps switching to something else or not, but they have advised you not to just simply stop taking a prescription drug. If it's over the counter, that's a little bit different. It's obviously something that the consumer has opted on their own to buy. And in that case, they actually are suggesting that you perhaps try something else, try a different drug that's over the counter.
Now, on the bigger picture of how the FDA ensures drug quality, one complicating factor is that a drug might be made in the United States. The active ingredient might be sourced to other countries. Can you talk about just the complicated nature of keeping tabs on what's in the tablets?
Yeah, it's very complex, and that really came out in the other case I was talking about, the Valsartan case. I mean, the truth is that most of the active pharmaceutical ingredients that are in our drugs are manufactured overseas in places like China and India. The U.S. FDA does inspect those facilities, but there's a lot of gaps in their inspection, and there's a lot of room for problems with quality.
And then, as you mentioned, there's the Zantac brand name, and then there's generic ranitidine made by different companies. Is the part of the next step to try to figure out if all versions of ranitidine have this potential carcinogen in them?
Right, and that's the inherent, you know, question right now is if it's a particular brand or it's all brands. The FDA did tell me when their release first went out, they told me that every single one of the samples tested positive for low levels of NDMA. So that could suggest that it's a problem with the drug itself and not necessarily the manufacturing process. Similarly, CVS, you know, took all forms of ranitidine off the market. And same when you look at Health Canada's action. While they said they were investigating it, they recommended that companies halt their distribution of all forms of it. So that would seem to point to a more widespread question about the drug itself. But we still don't know.
As you mentioned earlier, Katie, this is a developing story. What are the next developments you're watching for?
I'm really curious to see what the FDA says next. They haven't put out any real new results from their further investigation, so I'll be looking for that. Also, Sanofi, which makes the brand name, has stood by its product. It has not joined those who have decided to recall or have stopped distribution, and has pointed to the statements of the FDA that it's very low levels that have been found. So I'll be curious to see what happens with the brand name version as well.
Katie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Katie Thomas, healthcare and drug industry reporter at the New York Times. She was with us today to talk about what we know about the health risks of a potentially cancer-causing chemical that was found in low levels in the heartburn medication Zantac, generic name ranitidine, and what to do if you or someone you know is on the medication and has questions.